But all the things, that's a good piece of furniture there. I bet that furniture man would outlast a whole lot of new furniture building yesterday. That piece right there. Well, that's still level. There's nothing of what you call an imitation about it. That's real McCoy, as you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And that is real put together, no joke.
What would they call that kind of piece?
That we would call that a settee. See, if there's two, you call it a love seat.
Uh-huh.
Like this piece here, this is a reclining, not a reclining chair like you got today. Maybe they call it that and that, and you sit down and go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why. And this chair is really put up. And this chair now, I bet it's older than the student. Hey, no joke, look mm-hmm. how good it is.
Sure, sure.
You know, crack in it, nowhere. Not any level.
What do people have in their bedroom?
Like what? They have bedroom too. Dresser, vanity, bed, chair.
Same
thing. And what you call cedar chair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about, how'd you get from the first floor to the second?
Steps?
What's that on the outside? You call them steps too on the outside?
Oh yeah, from the back porch to from the lower porch upstairs to the back porch steps, all on steps. That's the biggest thing you had in those days. Don't believe it. You go down there to Jefferson Hotel, they'll prove it to you. One of them steps in there. I worked down there, and I know. Only elevator thought of when they built that place down there.
Yeah.
That Jefferson Hotel ain't got none busting steps.
Yeah.
If you ain't use the steps, don't go down there. I'm telling no lie. Excuse me.
How'd they light a place in those days?
How'd they do what?
How'd they light?
Well, we start off with oil lamps. In the kitchen had an oil lamp set on the wall,
mm-hmm.
in a holder. And back of that lamp, they had a reflector. But a little bigger around it than this thing is here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks something like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
But when you light the lamp, that reflector will make when you hit that reflector, that will make a bright light.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a spotlight there, as you would see.
Mm-hmm.
But other of them had oil lamps with a big round bottom and a brass thing to put the oil in down in that.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, they had a globe. A chimney, as you would call it there, mm-hmm. then you put the globe over the top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a pretty sight.
Yeah.
So it is. You could raise it up or lower it. That's right.
Now, if your electric light burns out, what do you have to use to put in?
You don't have no electric.
What do you put in nowadays if your electric light burns out?
What do you mean now?
Yes.
Put in what?
If electric light burns out, what do you call that thing that you put in?
The socket?
Yeah. What do you put in the socket?
The bulb?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
If all the electricity goes out in your house,
mm-hmm.
let's say you blow a fuse or something like that, what do you light then?
Well, you have to find a fuse and then replace it with another one.
What do you call the top part of the house, the thing that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
Okay. If you're nailing in a board somewhere, what would you use? Let's say you're nailing in some shingles.
Hammer.
And then if you'd say, I took the hammer and I did what to the nail?
Hit it on the head and nail it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, in the old days, they didn't always have indoor plumbing. What other kinds of buildings did you have on the property?
Well, they probably had outhouses, as they call them.
They're
off from the house from here to go. It follows in that room there.